Amen. We've been praying for favor for the month of July. Glory be to God. And I want to encourage you to aim for that, because it makes a lot of difference in life when you have the favor at your side, when you have favor working for you, when you have a favor moving on your side. It makes all the difference in life. Without favor, the enemy will eat your corn. Without favor, you will struggle in life. Without favor, you're going to meet mountains. Without favor, you're going to see breaks. Without favor, you're going to come across situations that are not fun. So we are praying for the month of July as our month of supernatural favor. So if you agree with me, say amen. Give me a thumbs up if you want favor. Father God, as we begin today, we release everybody in your hands that is here today and all those that are going to join this meeting. And we're asking you for your supernatural favor to be upon them in the name of Jesus. And I'm asking you for favor over your life. You who came here today, you who is here, I release favor over your life in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Favor for you to succeed. Glory be to God. So if you are here and you can hear me, I want you to text amen as in agreement with me for favor to come upon your life. Yes, please don't forget to share and like. Do not forget to share and like and connect with your friends and tell them there's favor blessings being released and you want them to be part of it. Amen. Okay, let's roll. This month of July 9th, what kind of favor are you looking for? Today I'm going to ask for favor for grace. Favor for grace. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord and we give him praise. And we give him all the glory and all the honor. Hallelujah. Amen. We bless the Lord and we give him praise. We honor him and adore him. And this is a repeat, okay? This is a repeat because we did the favor for grace last week and I'm repeating it this week for a special reason, okay? Then I'm reserving the next new topic for next week. So this one is a repeat of last week. So bear that in mind. Favor for grace. Glory be to God. Father, I lift everybody that is here today in your hands and I'm asking you for favor for grace over their life in Jesus' name, that their life will be an experience of your favor anointing over their life. Favor to excel. Favor to receive open door over their life in Jesus' name. So may the favor for grace for you to finish and finish well be over your life in Jesus' name. The favor to do well and arrive at your destination in the name of Jesus. Yes. Next, we're going to favor for blessings. Favor for blessings. Favor for blessings. The Bible says the blessings of the Lord make one rich and he add no sorrow to it. So we glorify God and we praise him and we honor him that his favor is with us. Father, let me pray for somebody right now. Abba, Father, I'm asking your favor over this person that is here right now, the favor to excel. Favor of blessings be upon this person's life in the name of Jesus. That you who have gone through different chapters in your life, I'm asking God for his supernatural blessings to go with you. Blessings for you to take over and do what you want to do. Somebody say amen in the name of Jesus. Oh, we bless the Lord and we give him praise. We bless the Lord and we give him praise. We bless the Lord, favor for you to do well in this life. Favor of blessings. Blessings make a whole lot of difference. The difference between curses and blessings is this. When you are blessed, life tends to be favorable. Even when closed doors are on the path you are walking on, because you are blessed, you will encounter God's supernatural open door. So right now I pray blessings over your life. Somebody write, I receive in the name of Jesus. Oh, somebody write, I receive in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray your blessings over this person's life in Jesus' name. And I'm asking Holy Spirit, your glory will move, your glory will go with them In the name of Jesus, you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be glorified. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, awesome God, we bless your name and we magnify you in the name of Christ Jesus. Amen. Now let's move to the next one. Favor for mercy. Favor for mercy. Favor for mercy. Favor for mercy. What is mercy? Mercy is God turning around and allowing you to have an opportunity even though you don't deserve that opportunity. See that? David said, have mercy upon me, O Lord. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Why did David say, have mercy upon me? Because he didn't deserve it. Because he has already sinned. And the sin was piling up. There was so much blood on his hands. So David thought, what can I do? What can I say? What can I do? What can I say? And how am I going to get it done so that I get what I want? And David just remembered, oh my God, I need God to look upon me and not judge me, not release his wrath and anger against me, but rather to look within himself and pour out his mercy. And immediately it hit him. He began to say, Father, let your mercy go with me. And somehow God chose to spare David his life. So when you say favor for mercy, what you are saying is spare my life. Spare the life of me and my children. Spare my career. Spare my job. Spare my life. Spare my family. Spare my finances, for example. And let your holy hands move on my behalf in the name of Jesus. And we're going to pray right now. Father God, everybody that is here today that need a change of turnaround in their life, I decree the favor for mercy anointing over your life. If you are here right now, say amen. And I'm asking the Lord to turn around on you and show you that grace, that supernatural favor over your life in Jesus' name. Awesome God will bless your name. Awesome God will bless your name. Awesome God will bless your name. Awesome God will magnify you. Awesome God, we adore you. Awesome God, we glorify you. Awesome God, we honor you, that your mercy prevail on our behalf. Your mercy prevail on our behalf. Your mercy prevail on our behalf. Yes, your mercy prevail on our behalf. Let your mercy prevail on our behalf so that thing that I needed, that situation that I need to turn around, that condition that must reverse for me to get what I want, Your mercy will prevail on my behalf, on this person's behalf, in the name of Jesus. I pray the mercy of God over you. I pray the mercy of God over you, that closed door will be open over your life in the name of Christ Jesus. That situation that has not changed, that situation that has not transformed, that situation that has not a reverse for you to go forward, may the mercy of God be upon you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. I glorify you and I praise you that the Lord, you will lift up your hands on her behalf in the name of Jesus. We bless the Lord and we give him praise and we give him all the glory, that the mercy of God will move in on your behalf. If you are here right now, say amen. Father God, may your mercy, I need the mercy. I need the mercy of God. You see, without the mercy of God, darkness will consume you. Yes, let me be so serious with you. Without the mercy of God, when you go to bed, the enemy would have finished you. But because of the mercy of God, that he will allow you, we shall meet again tomorrow and say, thank you, Jesus, for sparing our life. So I need the mercy of God more than you can think about. But especially when favor connect with mercy. When the mercy of God and his favor, when they connect together, signs and wonders shall happen in my life. So Father, I thank you for signs and wonders of your mercy flowing over my life in the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. Father, every closed door on this person because of curse in his family or curse over his life or curse over her life, Father, I pray and I ask you in the name of Christ Jesus, Lord, that your mercy has prevailed. Your mercy has prevailed. Somebody say amen. Your mercy has prevailed. Your mercy has prevailed over this person's life. And there is a supernatural change. There's a supernatural transformation. There's a supernatural transformation over your life in the name of Christ Jesus. Abba, Father, I thank you. The mercy to break the wall of resistance. Mercy to break the enemy's back. Mercy. Mercy to dominate my environment. Mercy to connect with the right people. Mercy to get the money that I needed, the money that I want, the money that I must have, the peace of mind that I must possess, the joy that I must lay hands, the curse. The curse that need to be broken. The curse that need to be broken for me to go forward. Father, I ask you, Lord, that your mercy prevail over it in the name of Jesus. Your mercy, O Lord, your mercy, Father, your mercy, O God, will go with me and will go with everybody and anyone that is here today in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we bless your name and we give you praise and we give you all the glory because your mercy is going ahead of us. We thank you for your mercy, Father. I am grateful for your mercy. The Bible says, had it not been the Lord on my side, my enemies would have destroyed me. But because of the mercy of God, I can see you. You can see me together. We are one. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the Lord and we give him praise. We bless the Lord and we give him praise. We bless the Lord and we give him praise. Now let us go forward. Favor for love, favor for love, favor for love, favor for love, favor for love. Yes, favor for love. I need God to love me. I need society to love me. I need my enemies even to love me. I need everybody who see me to love me. So guess what I'm looking for? Favor of the Lord. You see, when the favor of God go with you, the Bible says that even when God's mercy and kindness is on you, he makes even your enemies to be at peace with you. So Father, today in the name of Jesus, as I abide in the love of Christ and Christ's love abide in me, we shall be one. And therefore we thank you, Lord, and we bless your name and we give you praise. Glorious one, 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 we give you praise. May your name be praised. May your name be praised. We thank you, Abba Father, that your love is with us. The favor for love, so that we are loved and not being hated by our enemies. Not being hated by haters who don't like us in the name of Christ Jesus. So today, by the favor for love over our life, let your anointing break. And let your love brood on our life in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Please don't forget to share. Please don't forget to share. And don't forget to like the page in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, we bless your name. We give you praise. Let us pray. Father, we lift our hands to you, O God. And we thank you for your favor, for love is flowing over us. And that your love is flowing over us, that we are loved by you. We are loved by you, and wherever we go, your love supernaturally go with us. Your love lead us. Your love guide us. Your love direct us. Your love cover us. Your love supernaturally hold us together in the name of Jesus. We love you, Lord, and we bless your name. Yes. Thank you, Father. I thank you for sharing. We shall pray for Jancy in a minute for her birthday tomorrow in the name of Christ Jesus. 2 weeks is my birthday. So don't forget, on the 18th is my birthday. Don't forget to lift me up and pray for me in the name of Jesus. Awesome and mighty God, we bless your name. Awesome and mighty God, we hallow you. Awesome and mighty God, we lift up our voice in praise unto you. You are worthy to be glorified. Let your love cover us. Let your love sustain us. Let your life protect us. Let the favor of your love shield us in the name of Jesus. Yes, favor for approval. Favor for approval. Favor for approval. Favor for approval. Father God, the favor that everybody who sees us will approve us and allow us to go forward in the name of Christ Jesus. And if you are here and you need money, may the favor of God go with you, that wherever you're supposed to go and get the money, may the favor of God go with you. Yes, I thank you so much for praying for me. Amen. I glorify God for your life. And I thank God you are here. So if you need money, Father, I pray for favor, financial favor over your life. Financial favor. Somebody say amen. Financial favor over your life. Financial favor over your life. Financial favor over your life. Somebody, I need two people to say amen. Father, I release financial favor, approval of finances, and long life and health over two people's life today in the name of Jesus. And I'm releasing the authority of the power of the blood of Jesus right now over you in the name of Jesus. That every situation that needs to change will change now in the name of Jesus. That darkness will lift its restriction on you. Failure will run away from you. Disaster will walk backward away from you. And the supernatural approval, blessings of God will go with you. In the name of Jesus. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the favor of God surround your life. May the anointing of favor, oh, flow over you, that you will be approved for blessing. Extra bonus will come upon you. Extra bonus will flow over you. Supernatural approval will be upon you. Men will look for you. Situations will look for you. Circumstances will look for you. And they will turn around and say, okay, it's okay, let her go and let him go. Father, I thank you that your favor for approval will flow over my life. Favor for approval will flow over my life. Favor for approval will flow over my life in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord, that everybody that is here today, your favor for approval is over this person's life in the name of Jesus. The one that need to get married, Father, your favor for approval will be over this person's life in the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen, amen, amen. Somebody say amen, amen, amen. Yes, glory be to God. Yes, Father, we give you praise. Favor for privilege. The favor for privilege. Favor for privilege. Favor for privilege. That you will not be left behind. That the privilege of God will go over you. That you and your family will be favored for privileges, the benefits, the incentives, the opportunity will be given to you and your family. Somebody say amen. I decree supernatural opportunities that you will not sweat in the name of Jesus. Yes, may the majestic more rain be upon you. I release the majestic glory of God over your life. And I'm declaring over you that privileges of God's favor will be over your life and the life of your family in the name of Christ Jesus. May the Lord lift you up and extend his supernatural privilege of sparing your life, open doors for you, and every closed door on you be transformed and be changed in the name of Jesus. May you and your family receive the privilege of the blessings of favor from God Almighty, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be over you and your family. Abba, Father, I lift this person in your hands. And I'm asking you, Father, let the favor of privileges that you gave upon Jesus be over your life. Somebody receive it. May the favor of privilege be upon you in the name of Jesus. And this is what the Lord is saying. The Lord said, tell my children that this is the season of supernatural privileges that I am releasing over the sons and the daughters that are making waves. And the Lord said, the Lord is saying, I'll cause waves to come over you, and the waves will not sink you, but it will elevate you. It will push you forward, says the Lord, and I will show you that I am God, and that the closed doors and your past life situations will no longer be an albatross around your neck, says the Lord, for indeed you will know that I am God. Oh, glory be to God. Father, I bless your name and I give you praise. I magnify you, Lord, and I praise you. I thank you for the privilege that I am called the son of God, the privilege that you are called the daughter of Christ, the privilege you are called the son of Mount Zion in Jesus' mighty name. May the Lord lift up his countenance over you. May the goodness of God go with you and lift you up. May the Lord turn his eyes on you, favor you with his privilege of promotion, his privilege of excellence, his privilege of expansion, his privilege of taking over, his privilege that you will survive every enemy of yours and be at the top of the ladder of your life. Somebody say amen right now. Somebody say amen right now. I need two people to say amen right now. Yes, Father God, we just want to bless your name and give you praise. We just want to magnify your name and exalt you. We break the barrier of restriction and we release the privileges of God over you in Jesus' name. Now let us pray for protection. Yes, favor for protection. Favor for protection. Father, we place our life in your hands that we are protected. We are protected. Our sons and our daughters are protected. Our husbands and wives and grandchildren are protected. And wherever they will be, your protection anointing is over their life. In the name of Christ Jesus, may the protection of the blood of Christ Jesus be over your life. Somebody say amen. Over your children's life, somebody say amen. Over your husband's life, somebody say amen. Over your job, somebody say amen. Over your career, somebody say amen. Over your finances, somebody say amen. Over your children's children, your grandchildren, over yourself, somebody say amen. Father, I release the protection of your holy angels to go with these people that showed up tonight. Anyone that showed up here tonight, Abba Father, may your protection of the blood of Jesus, may your protection of the blood of Jesus, may your protection of the blood of Jesus, may your protection of the blood of Jesus be over me and over my family and over you and your family and over everybody that connects with you in the name of Christ Jesus. Father, favor for prosperity. May the favor for prosperity be over you and your family. May you prosper. May you end up with a supernatural financial blessings coming over your life. That every closed door of struggle, yes, sometimes you struggle because the money is not enough. You want to move out of where you are. You want to go forward to the next level, but you are not able. But today, in the name of Christ Jesus, I declare a supernatural favor of God will be over you and your family. Will be over you and your family. Receive it right now in the name of Christ Jesus. Receive it right now. And the Lord is showing me that there's a dark blanket over somebody right now here. I know the person, but because of privacy, I can't say it. But whoever you are, I pray that the anointing of God will remove this black sheet of blanket over your life. In the name of Christ Jesus. Father, I release this blanket. And the Lord said, tell this person that you know it by my spirit, says the Lord. And the season to see a change out. The season to see a supernatural transformation is now, says the Lord. And you will know that I am the Lord that is turning your captivity around, says the Lord. For I'm turning your captivity around, says the Lord. I am turning your captivity around. And your curse and pronouncement that has been placed over you, and because of that financially you have struggled, and because of the financially things have not smoothed up, and because of that curse, you have not been able to live comfortably the way you want, says the Lord. But I am turning that captivity around, says the Lord. I am turning that captivity around, says the Lord. And you will know that I am God. I am able to restore and revive. I'm able to renew and expand my hands to see you go forward, says the Lord. Get yourself ready and see my glory, says the Lord. Get yourself ready. So, Father, I thank you for your favor. I thank you for your supernatural favor of financial liquidity over my life and the life of everybody that is here. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for the overflow, financial overflow, supernatural health overflow. supernatural health overflow over your life in the name of Jesus. May your name be glorified. May your name be magnified. You are worthy to be praised. Thank you for joining me on the prophetic floor. I want to appreciate everybody. We are going to pray for Jancy. It's a birthday. Tracy, it's a birthday for Charmaine's daughter, granddaughter. We pray for long life and health for her. We pray for the anointing to succeed. We pray for the favor of God to go with her. And wherever you are today, I pray God's supernatural prosperity, succession, financial blessings, long life and health, happiness and contentment be over your life. Somebody say amen. 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 Father, may the Lord bless you. Thank you. Don't forget to go to Charles Guerra and wait for a good news that is coming. The Lord is blessing the work and I need you to be part of us. So get yourself ready for the good news. God bless you and may his blessings and his favor and his anointing go with you. We shall meet again. We are in the month of supernatural favor. I love you guys and I appreciate you. Bye for now.